Hi, my name is Ashley. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from approval of man, disordered eating, and anger. Join me in prayer. God, thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share your story. Please calm my nerves and let all the people sitting here tonight hear you in this story and not me. Thank you for who you are. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I grew up with an older brother and an older sister, and my parents are still married to this day. And growing up, we went to church on Sundays, but there was never really any talk of God or Jesus. Life was what you would call pretty normal. I remember as a kid, probably around 7 years old, my parents had an argument in the middle of the night. And my mom packed my bag and we got in the car, but never left. It was just me and her. I realized in that moment that if my mom could leave my father, my brother, and my sister, she could possibly leave me too. This is when my fear of rejection and abandonment formed, and therefore a strong desire to be accepted by my mother. My fear of rejection and need for approval also played out in my friendships throughout my childhood and early adulthood, and I started altering the real me in order to not give anyone a reason to reject me. My need for approval ran so deep that around 8 years old, I discovered food as a good comfort to my fears of rejection and escape from the pain of not feeling accepted or lovable. I started eating to the point of making myself sick, as well as hiding and controlling food. Disordered eating took on many forms throughout my life. The majority of time, it looked like overeating, but other times it could be purging, diet pills, laxatives, or starving myself. This became my coping mechanism anytime I felt pain, fear, failure, or loneliness. I suffered from depression and anxiety attacks for the majority of my 20s. At some point, the pain of reality felt unbearable, and so I started turning to alcohol and men. It was during this very dark and empty time in my life that I discovered I was pregnant. For the first time in 10 years, I felt like there was a God. I didn't know him as the God of the Bible then and would spend several years seeking him out in various religions, one of them being the New Age movement. During my pregnancy and even after I had my daughter, I decided to quit self-medicating and face my feelings. I was therefore unable to numb or hide anymore, and that's when I discovered I had intense feelings of anger. I found myself in a vicious cycle of seeking acceptance and approval from others, including my daughter, failing and feeling angry, turning to food for comfort, which then led to self-condemnation and shaming. My life was a mess, and I was utterly exhausted. I randomly attended Watermark, and the pastor mentioned Matthew 11, 28, and 29. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I knew I would do anything for that kind of rest, so that's when I decided to check out Regeneration. I walked into Regeneration very much willing to try anything to get rid of my anger and fear, because that's what I felt was messing with my life and my ability to feel loved. But I wasn't really sure about trusting Jesus. I just wanted to feel better. I would show up and try to fit God into my box. I was still doing my New Age meditations on the side, so I kept on thinking Jesus is love every time I heard his name mentioned. Steps 1 through 3 taught me who Jesus really was and how without him, I couldn't get better on my own. I started coming around to the idea of having a personal relationship with Jesus, but didn't really know how. During step 4, inventory, I saw all the bad things I could remember doing and all the bad things I could remember people doing to me, and that's when I finally met my Savior. I couldn't deny that Jesus is real, that he died for all of my sin and yours too, and he died knowing full well that all of these bad things would happen. There's no way I could ever earn his grace or forgiveness, and there's definitely nothing I have done or could do to deserve it. Through Regeneration, I started learning what it looked like to have a personal relationship with Jesus and how to follow him. In Luke 9:23, Jesus said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." I have to do this constantly, or I run the risk of looking for acceptance from people that can't give it to me, or comfort from things that won't truly satisfy. While I still have the desire to numb my emotions because I don't want to feel any discomfort, God is teaching me that the unrealistic expectations I've placed on myself are not the expectations he's placed on me. I have become convinced that a healthy Christ follower is not someone that doesn't ever make a mistake, but instead someone who makes a mistake and then turns back to God quicker and quicker. I've also come to a place of not just confessing after the fact, but more and more open to confessing at the thought level. I not only confess to God and others, but repent, which is turning from that sin and turning back to God. Part of that process includes not believing the lie that I've failed God or heaping shame and condemnation on myself. Those are all tactics from the enemy to keep me in bondage to my sin. This impacts my relationships even today, as I strive to grasp God's approval of me rather than seek it from others. I'm leading a group of beautiful women through regeneration now, and I'm humbled that God would use me and my story of grace in my life to shepherd these women. Their love and vulnerability amazes me, and their desire to follow Jesus continues to encourage me. I want to make sure you hear that none of this comes from Ashley. It is all because of the power of Christ in my life. I tried to live my way, and it left me lonely, scared, and frustrated. Living God's way brings me peace, joy, contentment, and freedom. I look back on my life and think there are so many things I could have regrets about, but then I see God's hand in all of it. Remember at the beginning when I said I was seeking God? It was really God seeking me. I just wasn't able to see him because of my hardened heart. During those first few times of attending Watermark, the pastor would mention asking God to soften my heart. I didn't understand it at the time, but I started praying for it anyway. And it's so comforting to know that God answered and continues to answer that prayer. Ezekiel 36, 26, and 27 says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws." God is in the business of changing hearts. It's nothing I did or can do. It's all thanks to him. If you're here and this is your first time, welcome. I want you to know God is pursuing you. It's not an accident you're here. He wants your heart and he won't stop. He loves you. Ask him to soften your heart so that you can receive his love, and he will. If you've been here for a while, keep at it. It's not always easy, and sometimes it's really messy, but it's worth it. There is freedom in Christ. My name is Ashley. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from approval of man, disordered eating, and anger. I give God all the glory for the work that he has done in my life.